And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Two lawsuits have been settled involving Kathy Cargill, the 1976 graduate of Ashland High School who married into the billionaire Cargill agribusiness family. Cargill received national media attention last spring after she tore down several homes she had purchased on Duluth's Park Point. The unrelated Ashland District Court cases concerned a dispute with two of her siblings related to their parents' estate. The suit centered on two promissory notes, one from 2014 transferring equipment from the parents' tow truck company to her brother Mark Popsicala in exchange for $72,000. Another in 2018 was for $83,500, specifically assigning it to Cargill on the death of their parents. When their father did die in 2021, sister Carol Rydberg became executor of the estate. She filed a police report for possible forgery regarding the 2018 note, stating that the signatures on it didn't match those from 2014 and that Mark Popsicala said he did not sign the 2018 document. In response, Cargill sued Rydberg and her attorney for defamation for the implication she had committed forgery, with Cargill saying that she never even knew about the 2018 document until her lawyers told her of its existence. She added that she had no need for the money. She also sued Mark for not making good on those obligations. Ashland police closed the criminal case for lack of evidence in 2022, and in July, Cargill's suit against her sister was settled out of court. That was followed by the settlement of her case against her brother in September. No monetary amounts were disclosed. WPR reached out for comment to the parties on both sides of the cases and did not receive responses. The settlements closed a chapter of one aspect of Cargill's relationship to her hometown. Last spring, locals told WPR that she has quietly assisted those in need even after she moved away to several homes across the country. But the incidence of siblings ending up in court over their parents' estate is far from uncommon. Patrick Spott is a Duluth attorney practicing in both Wisconsin and Minnesota who says those disputes can be avoided, and he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Pat.
Happy to be here.
So how common are these types of cases?
Well, it's very common in families when there are financial arrangements that are made over a long period of time that bad feeling and disputes arise. The reason is you do things once and then you change your mind and you do things a different way. It's very common. Often those changes are not intentional. They have no big meaning. And in the context of business matters, there's paperwork that's done, like these promissory notes. And so it would not be surprising to see a document in 2014 say something on a topic and that the document be changed and substituted with a new document in 2018. That's a typical sort of thing that would happen.
Well, the promissory notes are indeed at the heart of this case. So you've seen cases like this?
Well, yes. First, wills. One of the things that happens when a will is drafted, if it's drafted by an attorney, the first line just about of the will revokes all prior wills. And attorneys would advise their clients, you know, once we've signed your updated will, destroy your old wills, because there can be this idea that, well, you know, there was an earlier will that said something different. It must be nefarious, or there must be some problem when it's changed later. And we want to avoid those kinds of things, and they're simply avoided by destroying documents that have no legal effect anymore. And we do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And by getting rid of it, you're suggesting shredding it or destroying it?
Yeah, exactly. Shredding it. In the context of business documents, like a promissory note, the difference is the form that a lawyer would use for a promissory note would not say, well, I revoke all prior promissory notes. I mean, that could cause all sorts of trouble. Which promissory notes are you revoking? You know, that sort of thing. But it's really common for a subsequent promissory note to be substituted in a family arrangement estate planning, family arrangement, that involving business. That sort of thing happens all the time.
Without getting into too much detail on the Cargo Popsala case, we do have the issue of the signatures. What have you seen regarding possible conflicting signatures?
It's very rare that a finder of fact, a judge, a jury, can look at two signatures and have evidence that proves that a subsequent signature is wrong. Signatures change. They change all the time. People sign inconsistently. For example, myself, my signature on a business letter is a scrawl. On the other hand, if I sign a government form that requires me to write my middle name, I very carefully write it all out. Those two signatures look absolutely different. It's rare that there is enough evidence to show that a second signature or subsequent signature was not by the same person as the first signature. Handwriting experts are a controversial group in the sense of, you know, how valuable and how scientific is it? And then if a signature is forged, well, how would you possibly be able to determine who forged it?
What's the most important takeaway for those dealing with their parents' estate or to the parents themselves?
It sounds self-serving because I'm an attorney, but I think getting legal advice is a very good idea. Having an estate plan, most of the time when families see, well, mom wanted Bob to have the pickup truck in writing, they usually just shrug and say, okay. But when they see multiple inconsistent documents and then they remember the loved one who passed saying something different, well, then suspicions arrive. And that usually there isn't litigation, but it can be really bad feeling, and that's really unfortunate.
We've been speaking with Patrick Spott, an attorney licensed and practicing in both Wisconsin and Minnesota. Thank you for joining us, Pat.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Our earlier report on Kathy Cargo and her roots in Ashland, as well as her continued relationship with the town, aired on WPR in April. You can find it at WPR.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.